Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, you might be listening to this before it's up on Instagram. I think it's going up at about 9 o'clock this morning. But myself and Roasty, we're chucking up a post on Instagram talking about the Dally M Fullbacks of the Year from 2002 to 2016. Now, we spoke about earlier in the week Tom Trbojevic and Jake Trbojevic compared to Glenn and Brett Stewart. And myself and Roasty, obviously when we were discussing this on, we went back through, well, Roasty did, and had a look at some of these Dally M positional players, especially fullback, as we're looking at Brett Stewart v. Tommy Turbo. And we came up with some pretty interesting stuff that really blew me away. Now, when you have a look, you know, the history of this award, the Dally M Fullback of the Year, there's a lot of names that pop up a lot. Greg Brettenall, he won it in 81, 82. Gary Jack, he won it 2 years in a row, 85, 86. And then he won it in 88. In fact, between 85 and 89, only Gary Jack and Gary Belcher won it. Jack won it 3 times, Belcher won it 3 times there. And then Mick Potter won it the next 2 years after that. So from 1985 to 1992, only 3 guys won Dally M Fullback of the Year, which is pretty crazy to think about. We see a similar thing happen from 1998 to 2002. So 5 seasons there, only Darren Lockyer and David Peachey win it. So Lockyer goes 98, then Peachey goes 99, 2000, then Lockyer goes 01 and 02. So leading up to 2002, the 5 years leading up to it, only 2 guys won the Dally M Fullback of the Year, Darren Lockyer and David Peachey, which is pretty crazy. Now, 2002, Darren Lockyer, he wins his 3rd Dally M Fullback of the Year award, and this starts just an unprecedented cycle of different fullbacks winning this award. I'll go through some of the names for you here and just talk about those seasons. 2002, Darren Lockyer wins the award there. The Broncos, they fall 1 game short of the 2002 grand final, getting dusted by the Sydney Roosters there. The year after is 2003. Now, the award wasn't handed out that year, but Reece Wesser, he would have absolutely shit in for the award, but it wasn't handed out that year. 2004, Anthony Minicello, he explodes in season 2003. By 2004, he is by far and away the best fullback in rugby league. They go on to play in the grand final. He scores 1 try off the Anthony Tupu break. He's also denied another one before halftime that potentially turned that game on its head. Mini wins it in 04. 05, Brett Hodgson wins it for the West Tigers. That team came from nowhere. I think he was the leading point scorer that season. He was unreal, Brett Hodgson, in 05. Won a premiership. 06, Clinton Schafoski from the Canberra Raiders. A real battler down there. He played Origin and stuff, but he was probably never held in this high elite level of fullbacks, but always a really solid player. Handy goal kicker as well, same as Brett Hodgson. 2007 rolls around. Matty Bowen from the North Queensland Cowboys, the excitement machine. He wins the Dally M Fullback of the Year in 07. 2008, the centenary of rugby league. Billy Slater takes out the award there. The Melbourne Storm obviously going all the way to the grand final and getting beat 40-0 by the Manly Seagulls without Cameron Smith. Billy Slater wins his 1st Dally M Fullback of the Year in 2008. 2009, Jared Hayne has that unbelievable run where he manages to win the Dally M medal. I think he gets man of the match in just about every game of the last 11 games or so. A pretty incredible run there from Hainsey. So that's Slater and Hainsey's 1st Dally M Fullback of the Year award in 08 and 09. 2010, Darius Boyd, he gets the Dally M Fullback of the Year. The Dragons, they go on to win the Premiership, and he wins the Clive Churchill Medal. So a huge year for Darius. I still think he's very underrated in rugby league circles. So Darius Boyd takes it in 2010. 2011, Billy Slater wins his second Dally M Fullback of the Year award. He won it in 08 the first time, and then in 2011. 2012, Ben Barber goes on his incredible run for the Dally M medal, the Canterbury Bulldogs going all the way to the grand final, of course losing to the Melbourne Storm, in which Billy Slater scored a spectacular try for great Cooper Cronk pass there. Benny Barber wins it in 2012, though. 2013, South Sydney Rabbitohs juggernaut Greg Inglis wins the Dally M Fullback of the Year award. 2014, Hainsey wins his second Dally M medal and Dally M Fullback of the Year. 2015, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck wins it at the New Zealand Warriors. He also wins the Dally M medal that year. No, he doesn't. Sorry, that wasn't that time. 2015 is his first year at the Warriors. He wins the Dally M Fullback of the Year. He wins the Dally M medal a couple of years later. But Roger, in his first season at the New Zealand Warriors there, wins Dally M Fullback of the Year. Incredible stuff. 2016, James Tedesco wins Dally M Fullback of the Year. I believe that's still when he was at the West Tigers, yeah, before he arrived at the Warriors. Actually, the Roosters. Is that 2015 Roger Tuivasa-Sheck? Just double-checking that. Is that at the Warriors or the Roosters? Oh, it's actually at the Roosters. I didn't realise that. Okay, so he won Dally M Fullback of the Year, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, the year before he left for the Warriors. I'd sort of forgotten about that, to be honest with you. But you go and have a look through those names and some unbelievable talent. It should be noted, in that entire time, the only guys that won more than one Dally M Fullback of the Year was Billy Slater and Jarrod Hayne, which is quite incredible. So that means that they had 12 guys that won Dally M Fullback of the Year in a 14-year span, which is insane. And the award wasn't handed out in 2003. If it was, Reece Wesser would have got it, which would have made it 13 fullbacks, won it in 15 years, which is unbelievable. 13 different fullbacks that won it. When you consider the 5 years leading up to that, only two guys won it in Darren Lockyer and David Peachy. Unbelievable. The golden era of fullbacks. After we get past 2016, which is where we're calling it a day there, you start to get a few repeats there. Obviously, Billy Slater wins another one, Roger wins another one, and Teddy wins another one in 2019. Then Tommy Turbo wins his first one. But from that 14-year span, 15-year span, if we want to include Reece Wesser, for 13 different guys to win Dally M Fullback of the Year, that is pretty incredible. Just insane to think about that there were so many talented fullbacks in our game playing at the exact same time, and all these guys won this gong. It's amazing. And then you think about the amazing fullbacks that were playing during this time period that missed out. I'm going to run you through a couple of them. Carmichael Hunt from the Brisbane Broncos, he was the Australian fullback at one point. He never won Dally M Fullback of the Year. Brett Stewart, he is in the top 10 try scorers ever. He won two premierships. He played in four grand finals. He represented the Kangaroos. He represented the New South Wales Blues. Never did Brett Stewart win the Dally M Fullback of the Year. Luke Patton, 2004 premiership winner, Canterbury Bulldogs. One of the most reliable guys I think our game has ever seen. Luke Patton never won the gong. Kurt Gidley up at the Newcastle Knights. He was the skipper up there for a couple of years. Never got it done. Preston Campbell playing at the Gold Coast Titans in their first few seasons. The fullback and one of our favourite players in rugby league, an excitement machine. Preston Campbell, never able to win Dally M Fullback of the Year. He did play some 5'8 up there, I know, but he played a lot of fullback up there as well. Josh Dugan now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
People will laugh at that one and whatnot, but Josh Dugan, when he burst onto the scene with the Canberra Raiders and the Dragons, he was a premier fullback. He was unreal, Josh Dugan. He was near impossible to stop. He was breaking tackles left, right, and center, laying tries on, especially the early days in Canberra. He was incredible. Michael Gordon is another one. A guy that sort of traveled around a little bit, but early days at Penrith, he was unreal, played some great footy. Lachlan Coutts, another one that sort of came after Mick Gordon, I believe, at the Penrith Panthers. Another guy that was never able to win a Dally M fullback of the year during this period. He obviously won a comp in 2015 as well, which fits into this timeline. It is crazy to think the amount that guys have achieved. There's guys on here there's four or five premierships sitting on the list of guys that didn't win it. On the list of guys that have won it, mate, there are so many premiership winners during that time that they won premierships the year they got the Dally M medal or the Dally M fullback of the year, or they won the entire Dally M medal when they got Dally M fullback of the year. It is pretty incredible to look at those numbers and just to consider the class of fullbacks we have. And dare I say, the class of fullbacks right now, it might be better than it's ever been with Teddy, Turbo, you got a young Reece Walsh. There are so many fullbacks in this competition that are electrifying. Ryan Pappenhausen, Clint Gutherson. I mean, geez, the last 20 years, I'm not sure if we've ever seen a fullback class like it. As I said earlier, traditionally, this award has been dominated by a couple of guys over a long period of time. Greg Brentnell's won it twice, Gary Jack, Gary Belcher, Mick Potter, these sort of guys, Darren Lockyer, David Peachy. For this many guys to win it over such a long period of time when, you know, there has been so many different premiership winners, but there has sort of been the same sort of teams right at the top, namely the Melbourne Storm, who, in my opinion, had the best fullback we've ever seen, Billy Slater. He only managed to win two of these awards, and that's not taking anything away from Billy. It's more of a compliment to the other guys in the competition. For Billy Slater to play during this entire time, essentially, him to only pick up two Dally M fullbacks of the year across this 14-year span when he is the best fullback we've ever seen, I think that is unbelievable. Yes, he won one in 2017 outside of this span, but I just think it's crazy to think how many guys won this award and the talented guys that won this award and how many there were playing at the exact same time competing with each other to win this same award and how many of them came home with it in different seasons. It is unbelievable to think that no one went back-to-back that entire time. There was guys going back-to-back every 3 or 4 years in the 20 years leading up to that. In the 5 years leading up to it, it was only guys going back-to-back. No one has won back-to-back Dally M fullbacks of the year since, which I think is just mind-blowing. It is just insane. I think Teddy's done it 2019, 2020, to be fair. But, mate, it has taken so long for that to happen. It's the first time since the turn of the century, essentially, since Lockyer in 01 and 02. So some pretty crazy numbers to look back on, to also think about the guys that missed out. The few that stand out for me are Carmichael Hunt. Crazy to think he was the Australian fullback but was not able to win this award. Brett Stewart was a top three fullback in our game for what felt like 10 years, never managed to get this award. Preston Campbell, he was unbelievable. Luke Patton, reliable as all hell, a premiership winner. Just crazy to look back on these sort of numbers and reflect on the guys that did win it, how many there were, and the exceptionally talented guys that never managed to bring home this gong.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.